It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. You're at a party, talking to someone you've just met. What if instead of presenting yourself as you are at that moment, you could show that person you at every point in your life, the you of 5 years ago, 10 years ago, you as a baby? You now can on Facebook.
Timeline is the story of your life.
Mark Zuckerberg there announcing Timeline, which is now available and will replace your profile page. Timeline features highlights of your whole life on Facebook, what you said, your interactions. It even goes back to the date you were born. If something's missing, you're invited to fill it in. Nicole Ellison teaches telecommunication information studies and media at Michigan State. She predicts you'll spend a lot of time with your own profile at first, lured in by nostalgia.
When we're looking at other people's timelines, that's where it gets a bit more complicated, because with the traditional profile, in order to see past content, you have to click older posts, and it will show you a couple of screens of content, and then you have to keep clicking and clicking and clicking to move backwards in time. And after a while, it starts to feel a bit creepy to be moving backwards through someone else's profile.
Now you won't need to click. It's all just going to be there. Ellison recalls an update in the timeline of one of her grad students. It was from a while back, but showed up quickly.
I was just kind of scrolling around, and I saw her post where she was talking about, you know, potentially coming to Michigan State and asking her friends if she could basically survive living in East Lansing for 4 years. And, you know, I definitely was not part of the audience for that post. And I never would have, after friending her, clicked older posts 20 or 30 times to get back to that. But here it was for my consumption.
So in old Facebook, the present was all that mattered.
The new form collapses time. And so the sense that something has happened in 2005 or something, or 2007, now is as relevant as the present.
That's Judith Donath of Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society. While we might have assumed that meeting someone in real life is more profound than meeting online, Donath says with innovations like Timeline, just the opposite is now happening.
For a very long time, the idea of meeting people online was always the sense that, well, it's just this kind of vague outline of a person. You don't really get a good sense of them. But now, if you meet someone at a party, you might get some sense of who they are. But if you get their Facebook profile, suddenly you have, you know, a whole biography about them. And so we're moving into a world where meeting people online is becoming a richer experience than meeting people face to face.
It's the
Robot Roundup.
Let's see what our automaton friends are doing.
Robots
are helping your diet. Autumn is a kitchen-based bot. You report in daily on diet and exercise, and it gives you nutrition information specific to you. And there's no lie detector, so you can tell it you ran 30 miles and ate only spinach. It's a win-win.
Robots
are making us fatter, too. German robot Rosie has been programmed to autonomously make sandwiches and popcorn. Rosie the robot making me food. Ah, my dream of becoming George Jetson draws ever closer.
Robots
are resembling spiders. Japan's Asterisk robot has 6 legs and a cargo unit in the middle. It can rappel from a web and do cartwheels while keeping the cargo unit stable, just in case you need something valuable carried by a creepy spider robot that does cartwheels. Could happen. Video of all the bots in action at marketplacetech.org. Just scroll to the bottom of the page. You'll see it. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.